Next, we'll have our American Council of the Blind report to be given by Ron Brooks. Let's give him a can.
Good evening. So before I start, I just want to take the speaker's prerogative to say, you know, I'm from Arizona, and all we hear is how you Californians need our water. And then I come here and you dump it on me. Come on now. All right.
So you know what you're missing.
Hey, at least I'm taking some water back to Arizona, so that's great. All right, well, I bring you greetings. I want to greet all of you, California Council of the Blind. I want to greet you if you are listening on ACB Radio. That's right. Give him a hand. Just remember, if they're on the East Coast, they probably need to talk to Vanda. So my name is Ron Brooks, and I bring you greetings from ACB President Kim Charlson, from the board of directors, the committees, and the staff who make up the American Council of the Blind. That's your organization, and they say hi. I also bring you greetings from my great state of Arizona, where I'm happy to say that our governor signed our budget today. So, that's right. Now, she vetoed a whole bunch of stuff, so we're not quite sure what's still in it, but we got a budget, so that's how we do it. So, first, I'd like to start by thanking Donna Pomerantz for inviting me to come here. I want to thank the CCB Board of Directors for letting her do it, but I have this impression that they kind of let her do a lot of stuff, but... the convention committee for being willing, and Capital Chapter for your hospitality. Yay! And I want to thank all of you, because if y'all weren't here doing what you do, then I wouldn't be here either. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot about the fact that this is your organization and you guys make it up. And I know that I am the only thing between you and your elections. So my goal is to get you excited. I know updates aren't inherently interesting or fun, but I want to get you excited so that you're awake, so that you can vote for your candidates of choice, so that you can give great speeches if you are those candidates, and so that we can have a little fun as we close out this first night. I also want to thank my family back in Phoenix, my wife Lisa, my three kids, Casey, Andrew and Amanda, who'd better be in bed by now. Because if they are not in bed, then Lisa's not actually listening right now. But they put up with a lot. My last job, I traveled a lot. I had changed jobs about 6 months ago to travel less, and what am I doing? I'm sitting in Sacramento talking to you guys. But they've been very patient with me, and I just wanted to acknowledge them, because frankly, without people at home, a lot of us can't do what we do, and so I appreciate that. So, my purpose here is to provide you with an update from your national organization, the American Council of the Blind. I'd also like to share with you, because I am a member of the ACB Board of Publications, I want to tell you what your BOP is doing to promote the message, the philosophy, and the mission of our great organization. Finally, I want to share how great affiliates make a great ACB. So let's start with, what is the ACB? And I know that seems kind of like a dumb question, because we all know that the ACB is the American Council of the Blind. You know about the national office in Alexandria, Virginia. You know about the staff in Alexandria that does what they do, about Melanie and Eric Bridges and all the folks back there. You know about the National Conference and Convention that's taking place in July in Las Vegas at the Riviera. You know about the legislative workshop, and Jeff just talked about some of that, which I'm going to talk about as well. And you know about the ACB Braille Forum and now the ACB E-Forum. and ACB radio and all the rest. But let me tell you just a little bit more. ACB, in addition to being a national organization, is comprised of 70 some odd state and special interest affiliates that really span the country, you know, from Maine to California to Hawaii to Alaska to my great state of Arizona and everywhere in between. We represent guide dog handlers across the country and world. We represent library users. We represent people who are gay, lesbian, and who have alternate lifestyles. We represent everybody in our community who is blind or visually impaired. We have thousands of members doing the work of this organization on every level, from the national level on down. At the national level, we have, of course, the staff and the committees. We've got 42 committees and task forces at the national level doing, with hundreds of members working on dozens of issues, everything from telecommunications to transportation to healthcare to education, employment, you name it, there's probably an ACB committee that's working on it. And that's just, you know, some idea of who ACB is. So let's talk about some of those things that the ACB is working on. First, to start with legislation, Jeff introduced these bills, H.R. 3749, we talked about that. That's that Medicare demonstration project. Boy, is that ever high time. I mean, God, just demonstrate it. I think this demonstration is going to become permanent if we can just get it started. I want to talk for just a little bit longer about H.R. 4040, the Alice Cogswell and Ann Sullivan Macy Act. Boy, that is a mouthful right there. This is landmark legislation, and I know it needs some work, and it's going to take some time. But look at the lofty goals. Every child is counted and served. Each need is properly evaluated. States must do strategic planning to assess their needs and to plan to meet them. The U.S. Department of Education is responsible for holding states accountable to meeting those plans. Students who are, oh, check this out, students who are deaf are actually trained by people who, you know, who are qualified. And blind students can receive state-of-the-art services and skills through a nationwide collaborative addressing their unique needs. You know, this is a great bill. It's going to take time. We're going to work on it, and we're going to get there. In February, this is another bill, and this is not a, I don't know if this bill has a number yet. Senators Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, and Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, that means bipartisan, have endorsed the TEACH Act. And the TEACH Act is for higher education what IDEA was for students with disabilities in elementary and secondary education. Basically, the idea behind the TEACH Act is that course materials and curricula are accessible, that university services are accessible, and that educational technology is accessible to people with disabilities. Yeah, I remember back in my own state, right when I was moving there, the ACB was having a little discussion with Arizona State University. And may I please say, fork 'em devils. But we weren't saying fork 'em devils then. We wanted to fork the devils. So here's the thing. That technology is continuing to evolve, and what the TEACH Act is designed to do is to make sure that as it does, students with disabilities have access and can use that technology. So lots is happening on the legislative front. I'm sure there will be more in the future, and that's, you know, that we will need your help as we go forward with all of these bills. Structured negotiations is another big activity of ACB, and of course, I really probably don't need to tell you guys about structured negotiation, because I lived in California when structured negotiation got started with Linda Dardarian, Lainey Feingold, and others back. It's been like 20 years. It's really embarrassing to me to think about that. But, you know, ACB and CCB has been in the forefront of structured negotiations really since it began. I don't know if Laney and Linda invented it, but you know, they've sure done a lot to move it forward. So you know about banking and about store accessibility and point of sales, free credit reports. You know, go to annualcreditreport.com and you can get yours in accessible format. All of these things have resulted from structured negotiation. Other more recent efforts with structured negotiation is Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers has always, at least for a long time, had Braille materials and large print materials. But now, thanks to structured negotiation, their online access is also there. And I was getting information from Kim to prepare for this report. And, you know, she was talking to people down, I think, in Florida at a recent convention. And there are people who actually said to her, hey, I'm using this. It's accessible. And that comes directly from structured negotiations. CVS.com. CVS, the pharmacy, they have a .com site. This is their mail order prescription site. They now have script talks available through mail order. Again, structured negotiations in action. MLB at bat. So I've got my iPhone up here. It's sitting here, and I'm not actually checking and listening to the game. So let me just tell you. Well, I'm just going to lay this right out for you. I travel, and I take my at-bat with me, and I have my alerts set so that I know when the Diamondbacks are doing what they need to do. All I need now is I need a team that can actually beat the Giants, and let us say it together, beat L.A.
There you go.
That's right. Don't hate, appreciate. All right. Okay, so so anyway, that's all coming from structured negotiations. But wait, there's more. ACB is now beginning a new effort with the Food and Drug Administration and product packaging experts to get accessibility into product packaging. So I got to tell you a little story. In 1996, I was on a date with my brand new wife, Lisa. We were out, it was one of those evenings out in West Palm Beach, Florida, where we lived at the time. We were in this really expensive restaurant. This is before kids and when we actually had money. And they brought me this bottle of Chateau Neuf du Pape 1994 from France. It had Braille on the bottle. I was like, that was in 1994. And I thought, that's really cool. And I thought it was kind of a novelty. Fast forward 20-some years. And I'm at my friend's house. We have close friends who are French. And she pulls out a bottle of pain reliever, and it's got Braille on the box. And I'm looking at this going, where'd you get this stuff? She's like, oh, it's everything in France. You go down the store aisles, and there's Braille on the boxes. So we got to have that here, because come on, who does anybody really want to be beaten by the French? Come on. So another activity at the national level is the continuing implementation of the 21st Century Information Video Accessibility Act. That is continuing. That is, I think it's product by product, channel by channel, but we are continuing to work on that. Web accessibility, and my personal favorite is CAPTCHAs, and we continue. We've just got to keep working on those. I know we're working with Google on their CAPTCHAs. We're working, CAPTCHAs are the bane of my existence, and anybody who's on the internet, I actually can't get my LinkedIn working on my iPhone because I don't want to deal with a CAPTCHA. So, you know, we just have to keep working on those issues, and we are. So the ACB is not just about the ACB. It's also about the Board of Publications, which I was very fortunate to be appointed to in July of last year by President Kim Charlson, for which I'm just really grateful. And I'm not sure if she still is, but I'm really happy.
I am.
So let me just tell you a little bit about the Board of Publications. This is like bonus material because we don't usually talk about the BOP. The BOP is created in our Constitution, in the ACB Constitution. And it is designed to be an independent body. We don't report to the board. We don't report to the president. We have five members who are, two of us are appointed. I'm one of the appointed members because I can't get elected. And then we have three elected members. We have other representation from the ACB Braille Forum editor, and we also have representation from the ACB web administrator, and we have participation from a board liaison as well. So the purpose of the BOP, this is what we do. And I made this up. I read that stuff in the Constitution, and frankly, I was, you know, I almost needed to go figure out that non-24 thing after I read it. So here's what I wrote. Our job is to help ACB portray itself, okay, through information. And to me, you know, what we say and how we say it matters. What we share and how we share it matters. And our goal on the BOP is to give and share in such a way that promotes our mission. that promotes our mission. And that encourages and engages our members. You know, information is power, and my job and the job of the BOP is to get information into the hands of the members so they can think and make decisions and become engaged. And our other responsibility is to take information from the members and elsewhere and put it in a place and in a way that promotes this organization and our mission. So that we are more effective at doing what we do to promote the capabilities, strengths, and the great things that our community has to offer to the rest of society. So the BOP's focus, these are kind of the things we work on. First off, everybody knows the Board of Publications is responsible for oversight of the kind of the content, the format, and just, you know, the putting together of the ACB Braille Forum and now our ACB eForum, which I'll talk about in a minute. We are also responsible for giving input to the ACB radio, both in terms of, primarily in terms of content and certainly not technically, although the ACB radio technical folks are involved with the BOP. But we do give them kind of feedback and guidance and our thoughts on how they proceed. ACB's website and email lists, and also ACB's presence on social media, which right now includes primarily Facebook, where we've got about 400 followers or 400 friends, and then also Twitter, where we're up to about 700 followers. So we have a very vibrant social media presence, and that's something that the BOP. We don't do it directly, but we do, kind of give input to how that gets done. So our focus in 2014, and I want to start, and in my little note card here, I have the opportunity from challenge. A couple of years ago, the ACB at the national level fell on some pretty hard financial times, and the BOP was really given a challenge. And the challenge was you can't produce as much hard copy publication as you've been producing in the past. So you're going to have to cut. And at that time, the response of the BOP, and I wasn't on it, so I can't take credit for this, was to say, no, let's reinvent the problem. Let's change this. Let's figure out how to make lemonade out of these lemons. And what they did was they figured out that if they changed the forum at that time was a shorter magazine published more often. If we publish less often, we can actually increase the amount of pages that we produce, and then we can do an electronic magazine in the months that we don't do the forum, and we can actually give the organization more information. And that is exactly what they did, and that led to the birth of the ACB eForum. Which, of course, is the alternate month, and then the ACB Braille Forum is, you know, so you have ACB Braille Forum is every other month, and the ACB eForum is on the other months. So that was a really good idea, but it does create certain challenges because different formats reach different people like different formats differently. Some people don't have access to the e-form because they're not on the internet. You know, all those kind of issues started coming up. So even though the intent was good and I think the solution was good, it created challenges that needed to be managed. So now we have this situation where, again, we're kind of being put in that position of do we continue what we've been doing and possibly run the risk of alienating members, or do we, you know, or do we keep doing what we're, you know, or do we stop doing what we're doing and maybe cut information access in order to serve everybody equally? I personally hate no-win solutions. I don't like them. I think there's always a way to figure it out. So what we want to do now is we want to really assess both magazines, the Braille Forum and the eForum, from the inside out. We want to basically figure out what do people read, how much, how often, what sections do they like, what sections do they think are unnecessary, or maybe what do they think we have too much of. You know, what format needs do people have, what preferences do they have. And remember, too, this is also happening at the same time the technology is changing. The cassette is becoming less prevalent. Digital is becoming cheaper. You know, all these things are happening. And so we want to kind of look at all this in light of what's going on. And our goal is how do we shape the ACB, you know, Braille Forum and eForum, you know, in light of all of those factors so that we get the most we can get for what we have, and that we meet everybody's needs for information. Now, the tool that we're going to use to do this is a survey. The survey that we are doing, and it's in kind of the final design phase, that the survey is, it will be an online survey. However, we are also producing it in accessible formats, which we will make available to anybody who requests an accessible format. And that means Braille, large print, audio formats, electronic, you know, whatever people need. We are also going to provide assistance by telephone. So if people don't have access to the internet and they don't, they're not comfortable doing a paper survey, they can call us and we'll do it by telephone so they can do it that way. We are going to do town hall meetings at the ACB National Conference and Convention in Las Vegas. We're going to do two. One at the beginning of the conference and one at the end to try to catch as many people as possible. And the goal, again, is to just get as much feedback as we can get from as many members as we possibly can. Timeline, our goal is to have the survey live in May. We will have it up for about 3 months. And the goal there is just, again, to give you lots of time to give us your feedback. It's not a long survey, but we want people to really have as much opportunity as possible. Our goal is to have all of the analytics from this survey by the end of September so that we can spend the last quarter of this year really understanding what we've been told by you, our members, and so we can shape the path that we take going forward beginning in 2015. Now, I want to kind of shift gears here and talk just about how great special interest, state and special interest affiliates like this one make for a great ACB. You know, this is your part, okay? This is what CCB does to make ACB great. Because, you know, honestly, most of the things that happen in our organization don't happen in Alexandria, Virginia. They don't happen in Washington. They don't happen on these, you know, interminable calls we have on national committees. They happen here. They happen in your local chapters. They happen in your organization. You know, the resolutions that you write that come up to our ACB Resolutions Committee, you know, that's where it happens. It happens here. And I just want you all to know that and so that you can think about your part. You know, what you do matters. So how you do it matters. And if you see the ACB going in a direction that you don't like, then it's yours to change. This is your organization. It is what you make it. And for hundreds of people, you know, they're shaping it every day by their direct action and input. And, you know, I'm really excited to be here because you guys as an organization do tremendous amount to make the ACB great. CCB has been for a long time, certainly longer than I've been around, one of our greatest affiliates. You bring so much to the table, so much leadership, so much innovation, so many great ideas, sometimes a little bit of criticism thrown in. You make us better, and I just want to encourage you to keep doing it. I want to close again by thanking Donna, thanking you, the Capital Chapter. I want to just say this is a great state. It's the state where I joined the ACB. It's the state where I met my wife. It's the state where I almost got my master's degree. It's where I got my first job. So I love it here. And you guys are a great organization. Now, I urge you to work hard, to learn much, have fun, and have a great convention here in Sacramento celebrating your organization's 80th birthday. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you very much. Any questions for Ron? No?
There's a question. There is a question.
Okay. There's not any questions, so let's...
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Connie Gill, how can we get information, more information about the convention coming up without having any kind of computer? I recently moved, so I haven't had a Braille form since last August.
Okay. You know, I feel really stupid right about now, because one of the things that I did not mention is a new service. Is this on?
Yeah.
Okay. A new service that we have called ACB, I'm sorry, called Audio Now. And you are now able to listen to ACB radio via your telephone. That is a slick, cool thing. I don't have the phone numbers. I can get those for you. But that is one opportunity. Washington Connection continues to have information. And, of course, the ACB Braille Forum, which is still available in all the traditional formats, also has lots and lots of convention coverage. So there are ways to do it. Again, when you do your survey, that's the kind of feedback that we want to get. One of the things, conventional questions, is who has computers? How many people, percentage-wise, actually have access to the Internet and how many don't? I think what we're going to see is that number is changing, but it's not changing as fast for our community as it might be for the general population. So that's the kind of feedback that we need to continue to hear.
And Gene, if I could, this is Donna, if I could say something as well. Connie, I think that was Connie, yes. Your chapter has submitted your address and all of your information from your chapter rosters. That's why those rosters are so important, so that we can make sure that folks are getting the information that they need to get, whether it be their ACB publications, their CCB publications. And one of the things that Ron hadn't shared is the ACB membership database. And so we now have this environment that we've put all of your information in. So let us know. I think Ed knows all your addresses and everything by heart right now. Because all of that from your rosters was inputted into that new database. So please let us know if you are not, if you do not receive your publications. You should be getting a BC soon. And our editor says that it's being mailed out on the 25th of April. So Connie, let us know if you don't receive your publication, and we'll need to refer back to your chapter roster on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's time for the CCB report. Yes, I'm sorry. Question? Go ahead.
Oh, somebody's got the phone number that for audio now.
Okay.
So somebody has that phone number. So if we want
yes,
to hand
them. Hi. This is Annette. I looked it up for you, Ron. It's if you go to the acbradio.org, it's right on their front page. That's ACB Radio. Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. And that's why I looked it up for you. It is 231-460-1047. That's to listen to ACB Radio on an ordinary telephone, and it's called Audio Now. 231-460-1047.
Yep. And guys, I the caveat here, long-distance charges may apply. So be aware of that. If you have flat rate long distance, it won't matter. Otherwise, you should pay attention.
One more question.
I almost did it in sign language. I'm sorry. 231-460-1047.